Hey friends, welcome to Living the KG Life, a pixie dust filled podcast. On today's episode, producer Jimmy is here making me laugh doing this intro, and we are going to talk all about Mouse Madness. So stick around, it's going to be great. I'm going to leave that in.
Okay, perfect.
Producer Jimmy, welcome back for year 3 of Mouse Madness.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Isn't that wild to think about this? This is our third time doing Mouse Madness.
Yes.
This crazy idea that you had a few years ago when we started the podcast. And I was like, yep. Oh my God, Jimmy, we cannot do that. And now it's like the hit and what everybody, anytime I do an Instagram question box, everyone is always asking, is Mouse Madness coming back? So,
yep.
You heard it here.
Year 3.
It's back.
Yep.
Now, do you want to tell everybody listening, what is the theme for year 3 of Mouse Madness?
Year 3, the theme is Disney characters. So not Pixar, just Disney.
Yes, which I feel like we really went back and forth because I think we talked about this maybe last year. We have a big list of all of the lists of things we want to do with Mouse Madness. We landed on characters.
Yeah. First 2 years, I feel like we landed on those categories pretty easily because it was like, there's a lot to choose from, but it's also not like an overly extensive list, you know, where it would be difficult to, you know, determine what the themes would be. So this year, I think there was a little bit more question about whether or not characters would be the one to go with because there's just so many to choose from. And how do you pick out of that huge sea of characters? So I think eliminating Pixar was obviously like the best way to slim down the list a little bit.
Yeah, or at least to start. And then even when we were going through and kind of like pruning this list, there's so many characters still, like some favorites that we were like, maybe we don't put these ones on here because we know producer Jimmy loves the drama of the seeding and the upsets in Mouse Madness. So it's going to be tough, I think.
Yeah. I mean, certain categories are a little more, were a little more difficult than others.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what happens. That's what happens with Mouse Madness.
Yeah. What do you think was the most difficult of the categories that you did? Like to seed?
To seed or to determine like who was actually going to be in the pool of teams?
Ooh, both.
I think the four categories are main guys, main gals, villains, and sidekicks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think villains and sidekicks were relatively easy because, you know, there's a lot, but there's also like, I think there's a certain few that are, that kind of stand above the rest. Like a lot of them are kind of forgotten characters in a lot of these movies. So like the ones that we picked, I think were the ones that stand out. So those were pretty easy, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So the main guys and gals, I guess, were a little more difficult because, you know, every movie has a main character. So, and there's a billion Disney movies. So having to, you know, slim that list down was tough. So and then the seeding, you know, also tough because it's, again, it's subjective, you know, who's going to be the number one, who's going to be the number 16, etc. So some of them were more obvious than others, but for the most part, I think it was pretty it was interesting. So we'll see how people react to that.
I love it. So let's talk for folks that are maybe new to the podcast or were not around for Mouse Madness 2023 or 2022. Break down for us how Mouse Madness works.
So it's a March Madness style tournament where you get 64 quote unquote teams. Obviously March Madness is, you know, the NCAA college basketball tournament. You get 64 teams and then, you know, they compete for the national championship. So Mouse Madness is essentially the same concept where we have 64, in this case, it's Disney characters going head to head until you get one winner. So the four divisions are, like I said, main guys, main gals, villains, and sidekicks. So it'll be interesting because, you know, some divisions will be more competitive, I guess you could say, than others.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it shakes out.
So that's how the tournament itself works. Let's say somebody's listening and they're like, oh my gosh, it sounds awesome. I'm ready. I want to join. What do they have to do?
www.livingthekglife.com.
Yes.
Yeah, so you just go to the podcast website and then click on the link to register for Mouse Madness, and there's going to be a form to fill out. Mm-hmm. Put in your name, Instagram handle, read the terms and conditions, and then once you fill all that out, you'll get an email to the sign up link to Run Your Pool, which is the website that we use. They basically automate the whole tournament,
which makes it
very
easy.
Yeah, it makes it very easy to pick and track all the picks and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. you basically just, you go in, you create an account at Run Your Pool, and once you get the link, it'll bring you directly to Mouse Madness, and you just go in there and you select your picks from there. And so there'll be a giant bracket and 64 teams or 64 characters listed out. There'll be two of them matched up against each other. You click on the one that you want or that you think should advance to the next round. You click on that. They'll populate in the next round. You go through. And then once all of the first round is all done, the second round will be populated from your previous selections. And then you just kind of go from there and all the way until you get to one. So
wild.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. And then this year, I feel like, is maybe the most likely for people to pick the winner in comparison to other years. So if that happens, then what?
Yes.
How do we decide?
So there's a tiebreaker question that you fill out also when you're filling out your bracket. It's basically just, how many people do you think will pick the correct winner? So if, for example, 80 people select Mickey Mouse to be the winner, whoever gets closest to that number 80, whoever picks... yeah, the closest number to that number, they're going to be the tiebreaker winner. So
sounds good.
And also, the way the scoring works, it's all broken down in your videos and stuff on explaining all this stuff, but as a real brief. So each round, if you select the winner from each round, you get a certain number of points per round. So like the first round, you get 1 point, second round, you get 2 points, and then all the correct ones that you select get added up, and that's your score, and whoever has the highest score at the end wins. Meaning even if you don't pick the winner, but you had every other pick right, you still have a very good chance of winning because your accumulation of points.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the most asked question that we get is,
yeah,
if my pick is out, does that mean that I am out? And the answer is
no.
You can definitely still win.
Yeah, because it swings pretty big every week. So you could be in first place all the way up until the end and then lose. So
we've seen it happen.
Yep, seen it happen.
And for the person that does win, drum roll, what do they win?
They win a 3-night stay at Disney's Old Key West.
Woo. In
Walt Disney World on Labor Day weekend.
Which is so exciting. I stayed at Old Key West. Actually, we stayed at Old Key West during Marathon Weekend last year. And that was my first time staying at Old Key West. And I was so mm-hmm. impressed. I loved it there. It is the very first resort. So it's a lot bigger than the other resorts. The stay will be in a studio, but even the studios are big. Like every space in Old Key West is pretty big.
Yeah, it's also one of the only studios that has two queen beds as opposed to the queen in the pullout couch.
Uh-huh.
Which is nice.
Love that.
If you're, if you prefer that.
Yeah. Depending on how many people you plan on bringing on this trip when you win.
Exactly.
Other things that we want to make sure we touch on. What are the dates that are important for Mouse Madness this year?
That's a good question for you because I don't have those in front of me. How about you tell everybody?
So this year for dates, this is important. We kicked everything off February 15th, 16th, and mm-hmm. it will go all the way through March 5th. So you have between February 15th through March 5th to register, to fill out and complete your bracket. And the other part that we're going to talk about is this year we're also doing a donation for a big part of Mouse Madness. So we'll talk about that in a sec. But that is the most important part, is that by March 5th, all of your requirements are completed. We will be verifying all of the pieces that you're following Living the Cagey Life on Instagram. You've made the donation to the Flutie Foundation. You've completed your bracket. And once they're locked at 11:59 on the 5th, there will be no additions. It is very much so, like Jimmy said, everything's run through Run Your Pool. So we can't unlock it. We can't change it. That's it. And then every Friday and Sunday, we will have voting on our Instagram stories. That's going to be how the characters will move from round to round. So it's not based on me, Jimmy, anybody that's in the bracket. It is how everybody votes on Instagram. So it will be those matchups on our Instagram story at the end of the day. Once the story basically falls off, so within that 24 hours, we go back on the kind of back end and see how many votes each character got, what the percentage was. We'll put those into our spreadsheet. Jimmy puts them into Run Your Pool, and then we move on from there. So voting will always be Friday evening, Sunday morning.
Yes.
And then the winner will be announced, I think it's April 1st. It'll not be an April Fool's joke. It will be the actual winner will be on April 1st. It'll be, all the voting will happen throughout the entire month of March. Anything else we missed for dates? I think that's all the important stuff.
Nope. I think that's it for dates.
All right. So then the other big part that is new this year is we are doing this as a fundraiser. So we also have an episode coming out all about the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism that Jimmy and I are both running the Boston Marathon for this coming April, which is friggin' wild. I can't wait for us to talk all about that. But it was a really great idea, actually, on Jimmy's part. And he said, hey, we should make this part of the fundraiser because we have fundraising minimums for the Boston Marathon. Mouse Madness has been a huge hit the last couple of years. So this year, we are requiring a minimum donation of $20 to the Flutie Foundation for Autism for the Boston Marathon. So that's going to be, again, a really important part. We are going to verify that the donation has been made. You can do that one of two ways. You can either, one, leave at least your name as public when you make it on the website so we can check and see and verify the name there. Or you can, if you want it to be anonymous on the public site, totally understand that. You can take a screenshot. We've gotten screenshots. We've gotten emails forwarded. Whichever way is easiest for you. You just need to make sure that if you do choose to keep it anonymous on the site, that you send over a verification either via a DM on Instagram or email it to livingthekglife@gmail.com.
Yep.
And make sure you listen to that episode upcoming all about Jimmy and I running Boston, because it's going to be a super exciting episode.
Yes.
Awesome. So we talked about dates. We talked about how Mouse Madness works. Let's get into my favorite part about talking to producer Jimmy during Mouse Madness.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen some wild shit during Mouse Madness. People still, like we said, this is year three. People still talk about Mary Poppins from year one when the theme was movies. And then last year we did attractions at Walt Disney World. People were pissed that the People Mover went out. People were pissed that Happily Ever After lost. That was wild. What are some of the predictions that you have from Mouse Madness this year, where characters are very beloved by a lot of people? Do you think we're going to see the classics? Are we going to see villains take over? The sidekicks have like a serious cult following a lot of times. What, what are the producer Jimmy predictions?
I think that the main guys and main gals have some real heavy hitters. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be difficult for some of those to get knocked out because, like I said, they're just kind of so iconic and so big that I don't see some of them getting eliminated, at least until the final four.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll see. We'll see who prevails, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I think when it comes to sidekicks and villains, though, that it's kind of anything goes, I guess you could say, because that's going to be more like preference based. And I think, like I said, the main guys and main gals, it'll be more like these are, you know, iconic characters. Like, you can't eliminate them. So,
yeah. Even when I was doing Even when I was doing my bracket, because I always play, and don't worry, I don't win. And you can tell I'm terrible because I'm usually down the bottom.
Same, me too, because I don't go off of who I think is gonna win. I go off of who I like.
Jimmy does not pander to the people, as he says.
Nope.
It was tough though, because similarly I go based on what I like, and I was like, how do I pick between this one and this one? Like, how do I actually make that decision? And I agree. I feel like main guys and main gals was far more difficult. I'm not a, I mean, I like villains, but I'm not a big villains person. So I was just kind of like, boop, 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 and kind of like went through those fairly easily. Sidekicks was definitely more challenging for me. And then main guys and main gals is tough. And I think for a lot of people, like you said, a lot of them are very iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have those different pieces where it's like, this is my nostalgia. This is my childhood. This is who I love. And then it's going to be, here's who's like the icon of X, Y, and Z. And then it's going to be, here's the people that don't get enough love and appreciation.
Yeah.
Or these are the people that I'm not going to vote for because they're like overplayed and everywhere.
And then there could be some recency bias too, where, you know, this is my current favorite movie or whatever. So I'm going to pick this character. So we'll see. It'll be, you know, I think age could also play a factor too. Like maybe some older people might lean more towards some of the classic characters and younger people might lean more towards some newer characters. So we'll see.
If you had to guess which quote unquote division you think was going to come out on top, because we had Animal Kingdom won last year for the attractions, which I was shocked by. And then the first year, I wasn't totally surprised. Toy Story, so the Pixar division won, which I feel like is truly still a classic for a lot of folks. If you had to pick out of the four, which division do you think is going to win?
It'll definitely be the Main Guys or Main Gals. Yeah. One of those two. I don't foresee any sidekick or villain taking out some of the heavy hitters in there. So
I think that could be a wild upset, though. I think there
could
I'd love to see it.
Yeah. I'd love to see it, but I just don't think it'll happen. Yeah. I think too many people are going to think, like, you know, no one's going to pick Hades over Mickey Mouse. You know what I mean? So,
Hey, you never know.
You never know, but I don't. That's my prediction.
Yeah. If you had to predict some of the biggest upsets that we could see, where do you think that could land?
I don't know, because that's why they're an upset. You know what I mean? I never would have envisioned Mary Poppins, you know, upsetting that many.
Yeah.
That many movies. So I think there's no way to know. It's up to the people, you know?
What are you most excited to see?
I have no idea.
I'm excited to see the first upset, I think. Because
I mean, seeing the upsets that's always what makes it interesting. Same thing with regular March Madness. Yeah. You know, that's what makes it madness because you never know who's going to win, who's going to upset. So seeing the upsets are always the interesting part.
And I know sometimes they're heartbreaking because then we get lots of DMs that are like, what the hell? How is this possible? For the most part, they're all very nice. People are just like, who in the goddamn world is voting for this stuff? Yeah. But you got to remember, to Jimmy's point, we have the age range in Mouse Madness is always pretty big. And we definitely have some people that will say, like, you know, I'm putting together the bracket, but like the whole family is suggesting or giving ideas. Yeah. So it could really be a range. I mean, we saw some pretty big upsets the last 2 years, really, in round one. So like we could see some big upsets in the next like 2 weeks, which is wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I think that's the scoop for Mouse Madness this year. Anything else that we need to cover?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it.
All right. Well,
get your brackets in.
Yes. Get your brackets in. Get registered. Make sure you fill out the form. Make sure you make your donation. Complete your bracket. And then the other two pieces that are really important is to make sure you vote on Instagram. Because again, Fridays, Sundays, that's when the voting happens. So you better make sure you're voting for the characters that you want to see move on to the next round. And this is open to everyone. So if you have family members, friends that you want to have join Mouse
Madness.
Unless
they're under 18.
Yes, I was just going to say, share it with them. They do have to be over 18 and you can only fill out one bracket yourself. So you can't say, okay, I'm going to fill out one and take my kids' opinions and I'm going to fill out another one with another email and do my own. You can only do one. And again, we verify, we check all these things because it is a very big prize. There is a lot at stake here, so make sure you're following all the rules. Make sure you read the terms and conditions. And we hope you just have a lot of fun because the last 2 years have been an absolute blast. And we've already got a ton of people that were really excited as soon as we announced it. So we can't wait to see you out in the polls.
Yep.
And remember, producer Jimmy does the seating.
That's right.
So if you're upset, send the feedback over. Let us know. He loves it.
And if you have any questions, DM Kristen.
Yes. Always send over any questions. We're always happy to answer them. There is a video on our YouTube channel about how to go through the entire process. The video is from 2022, from our very first year, but all the steps are the same. So that's great. You can just continue to follow that video. And yeah, send us any questions. We'll see you out there.
Sweet.
Thanks for hanging out, everyone. I hope you enjoyed our chat with producer Jimmy talking all things Mouse Madness 2024. As we mentioned, if you have any questions, send us a DM, send us an email. Get out there, get registered, complete your bracket, get ready to vote. We are so excited for Mouse Madness 2024. So make sure you're following us on Instagram at Living the KG Life and you subscribe to or follow the podcast on your favorite podcast streaming platforms. We have new episodes out every week, so stick around. It's going to be great.